The Bill Myers Show is on. News Talk 106.3 KMED.
It's 844. It's an open for business segment here right now, an open for business, sponsored this time by Network in Action. Every couple of weeks or so, we're talking with Lisa McLeese Kelly, and she comes in here and waxes poetic, and sometimes unpoetically, just depends on her mood, you know, is what it comes in here. But it's a different kind of networking, and Lisa, it's great to have you on. How you
doing? Thank you.
How you doing?
Good.
All right. So what is going on with Network in Action right now? And for people who don't know, I'm always going to say, what is the basics of this? They may have tuned in for the first time. I know what Network in Action is, and maybe a lot of listeners do, but then they don't. It's for business people, for sure.
It is. Right? It's for business owners, high level management. We get together once a month, and we learn and grow personally and professionally. So I wanted to kind of throw out some facts. Entrepreneurs have one of the highest rates of suicide, because we're always looking for the next best thing.
Okay, so you have a couple of people over here suicidal next
no,
to you?
Good. Hopefully okay. not, because they're right. in NIA.
Oh, no. There you go.
But we're always, one, looking for something that we can't accomplish, because we're looking for that goal that we hardly ever meet.
Yeah.
And two, we feel alone. So at this month's meeting, I actually had some people say, it's nice to know that I'm not by myself, that even though we're in different industries, we have a lot of the same issues, and we can help each other with those. So it's not just helping each other refer business to each other. It's helping to transform their business and their relationships.
Okay, very good. And who did you bring in this morning?
Huh? I brought in Michelle Branch from ONI Media and Tyler Lake from Juggernaut Marketing.
Okay, we'll give each of them a little bite of the apple here and kind of get the lay of the land here. And Michelle, go ahead and step up to the microphone there. And,
all right.
Yeah, we appreciate you being here. Tell us a little bit about ONI Media Group. You a digital marketer of some sort?
So we do video production and digital media services. So we create content for small business so that they could get themselves online and have a really solid digital presence.
Yeah, because a lot of times I imagine people are one of these things where, all right, I need to get some videos, I need to get some stuff on my website and or social media and things like that. But the problem is that I don't want to do this with my iPhone. Is that kind of what you're talking
about? So I always encourage people to do as much video as they can on their own, just so they get used to it. And then we always connect with them, and we try and come up with a really authentic image for them. So when we're creating video content for them, we really want them to share their story, share their business. We really dive deep on, you know, who they are as a business, so that mm-hmm. it's authentic. That's what people want. People want real people online.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope so. Sometimes with what I watch online, though, it's like, okay, these are people that are faking being authentic sometimes. And
we do not do that. So okay. I'll tell my clients, I'm like, no, we got to be real. We got to be real here. So
in other words, not creating a stunt, so to speak, just for the social media clicks.
Because
right?
it doesn't work. I mean, it really doesn't work. When
I think people can see through it.
They see through it. I mean, and the generation nowadays, they really, really crave that authentic content. And besides making it so real for them, we also want to make sure that we're hooking them within the first 3 seconds of any sort of video content that we create. So,
all right, tell me about the vacation rental company that you had there.
So
how they worked with you?
That's one of our clients that had purchased a vacation rental company, and when they started marketing, they were they said, "Well, in the past it hasn't worked, but we really want to hire somebody that could help us, you know, mm-hmm. get this image out." And so, we kind of did like a creative approach where we were like, you know, instead of marketing to audiences that are outside of the area, let's focus on locals. Let's focus on the old target market. And then what we can do is actually like not promote like the linens and the sheets and stuff. Let's actually promote the experience. And so that worked out.
Gosh,
really
that
well.
Sounds so much like a millennial talking.
I am a millennial. Thank
I
you.
Know.
I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah, no. My daughter is a millennial. That's why it's just like, you know, Dad, I'm not into things. I'm into the experience, which is fine unless you have no things, and then you got to work on that. But I'm teasing
well,
her, you.
Well, no,
know?
But it was really great for them, because she got back to me and she's like, oh my gosh, the direct sales have been switched from going from 80%, you know, on Expedia and Booking.com
great.
To, you know, 80% booking directly. And the sales have increased over 5 times. So it just kind of shows how people really like learning about this authentic image of what, you know, people and places can offer.
All right, very good. So, Michelle, why don't you tell us how people can get a hold of your particular deal?
Yeah, so they could always email us. So, or if they wanted to email me directly, they can. My email is michelle@onimediagroup.com, and our phone number is 541-802-3906.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
so,
thank you.
So it's ONI Media, not ONI.
Yeah, it could be either.
I will change that. Yeah. I will stay corrected here. Hey, Tyler, why don't you step over to switch places with Michelle here in just a moment. So you run a marketing company too. It's called Juggernaut. And what do you specialize in? You can tell us a little bit about your deal.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So we're a full-service digital marketing agency, and the simplest way to describe it is we specialize in when people are looking for what you do on Google, we help your company get found, is the really simple definition of what we do.
So Google still matters at this point.
While we're sitting here right now, if you're a business owner listening to this, there are people on Google looking for somebody like you to hire to solve their problem, 100%.
Yeah, see, we have our own digital marketing here within Bicoastal Media. So these are kind of the questions we're dealing with also.
Yeah.
How do you approach this, some of the challenges of digital marketing for a local business, huh?
Yeah, so the biggest challenge local businesses have, especially since most local businesses are smaller, is that they're obscure, meaning I've talked to thousands of people in my career running my business, and the number one problem they have is they're really good at what they do, but not enough people know about it. Right. And so that's where we come in and help them and also and can guide them and coach them on things they can do themselves to help them get found.
Okay. Tell me about one of your biggest success stories, something which says, man, that was a nice, I'd nailed a whale.
Yeah. It's super cool. The short story is I spent 9 years in the corporate world doing marketing and then started my agency because I saw an opportunity in the industry, especially here locally. And one of my first clients, call it happenstance, call it luck, whatever you want. But we onboarded them and they had been in business for almost 60 years. And we took them from $26 million to $55 million in contracted revenue in 18 months.
Hey, that's serious stuff.
Yeah.
That's really, really good.
Yeah.
You can't tell that's the name though, right?
What's that? No.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We have secret ingredients, right?
Yeah.
Now, how do people get a hold of you? And if you talked about a special type of media, do you specialize in anything like Michelle was talking about, like the video, getting the videos thing? Or
It's cool. We were just talking out here. Like, obviously, it's like, oh, are we competitors? we're not.
Yeah, I was wondering.
So essentially, we do some of what Michelle does, but Michelle specializes in that. What we do is we take the things that great people like Michelle do and help people actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you were to make a video, we're going to be the ones that are managing your website and helping you get found on Google and then driving the people that are looking for your service to your website so they can actually watch this video that you made.
Cool. Very cool. How can people get a hold of you?
Gojuggernaut.com is our website. And the best way to get a hold of us is we offer free 1 hour consultations. And so right there on the homepage of our website, you can schedule a free 1 hour consultation.
All right. Very good. What's the best thing that happened with Network in Action? I forgot to ask you that too, Michelle.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll get you back in a moment. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How has Network in Action helped you most?
Well, on the business side, it's grown my business. That's for sure. I've always been involved in networking things. I've done all sorts of them. I'm not going to name names. I'm very involved in our community, and NIA has been the only thing that I have ever done that is just so different. Lisa does a great job of running it. We really do. We meet once a month. We show up, and you leave there, and you actually feel like you were helped, and you have connections. And Lisa talks about transformational relationships. And I think I've been involved for 7 months or so. And
working out okay though.
Oh yeah.
All right,
and the relationship, the relationship side of it. It's not a transactional group. It's very much about relationships and helping each other, which is refreshing. And really that's what actually works.
Thanks so much, Tyler. Let me drag Michelle back in here just for a quick one. I want to hear about your experience with networking in action. That's what we're, really.
Yeah. When I first, started, when I was thinking about starting, I actually didn't want to get involved with the networking group. I've had some not the best experiences in the past, just from this really high pressure environment to, give referrals as much as you can. And so when I met with Network in Action, they said, well, listen, if you aren't happy with this in the first month, like, we'll give you your money back. And so I said, okay, well, I'll try it risk-free.
How many months ago was that?
Okay, so I've been in and around for 3.5 years.
Okay,
so,
all right.
However many months that is, 36 or so months.
All right.
But and so I literally in the first month made enough in referrals to actually pay for my membership for the next 20 years. So, you can't argue with that.
All right, there we go. So it's paying for itself. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Michelle and Tyler. We'll get all your information up there. Lisa, before we take off, how do people get a hold of you then if they wanted to join this kind of a networking group? And the whole idea is that we grow the business community. All these boats will rise around here. It's what we're hoping for. It's us, because we know that challenges, Oregon State does not necessarily make it real easy for the entrepreneur. So you're helping out.
SONetworking.com.
Okay. SONetworking.com. I appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Open for business. It is 8:53 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG.